This I thought was a really weird story. So I don't know if you've had this experience lately, but there's a lot of places you go, and as soon as you get there, after they've said one thing to you, the first thing out of their mouth is, can you leave a Yelp review for me? Like they ask for that immediately. They want you to leave a Yelp review. Like that's a thing. It's almost like my mom was looking for a storage space near where she lives because she doesn't live near a Manhattan mini storage. So she was up in her neighborhood looking for, and we were like looking around storage spaces. And after the woman got done showing us, she goes, would you leave me a Yelp review? We're like, okay. She's like, and she gives us all this information on how to find her, what to say on Yelp, some suggestions, like the whole like tutorial on what they would, you know, what the link is. Don't go to this link, go to this link. So it's really a thing now. The please leave me a Yelp review is a thing, which I guess is good because if you really don't like service, if somebody did you wrong, you can do them dirty on Yelp, and that has an impact. They do not like that.
I think it's people with really bad reviews. They want to bury those reviews down, so they want you to say something nice about them, so it buries the bad things.
I don't know. I'm telling you, it's every business I go to now, no matter what kind of business it is. Like I went in the other day to like just a store to buy a candle for a friend. It was like her birthday. I was like, let me get her a candle. And on the way out, they're like, here's our card. On the back is our Yelp. Can you leave us a Yelp review? I'm like, a Yelp review? I bought a freaking candle from you.
I don't have that app.
They had candles. I bought one. The transaction went well. Like, what do you even say on Yelp? You know what I mean? Like, you're a store. You sell candles. You did your job. They did their job well. I went in for a candle. Turns out the candle store had candles. 5 stars.
I left happy. And with a candle.
And with a candle from a candle store.
It lit just fine and it burned normally. What else do you want me to say?
Yeah. So, people have gone over the top. So this woman on TikTok that we're going to play for you right now, she went out with a bunch of friends. They went out to a restaurant just for like a night, you know? And I guess they did the thing where they're like, if you enjoyed your food, can you please leave us a TikTok review? But her TikTok, I'm sorry, if you enjoyed your food, please leave us a Yelp review.
Mm-hmm.
Her Yelp review was very kind, but then there's a twist. Something happened to her.
We were all just at a restaurant and the waiter asked me to write a review. Well, all of us to write a review on Yelp and like mention his name in it. So I did. Okay, whatever. Fine review. Pretty funny. I was like, thanks, Ira, our king. I'll put the review in. But then I get a message on Yelp 20 minutes later. Here it is.
Okay, so pause this for a second so I can tell.
And this is her text to me.
Okay. So her review was, love the food, drinks were great, but they ask you to use the name of the person. So she said, Ira, our king, loved him, love you, XOXO. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like flirty. So 20 minutes later, 20 minutes after she leaves that review, she gets a reply to her review that says, hello, I saw your review from my boyfriend, Ira, and I don't really appreciate what you said, calling him your king. I felt like it was inappropriate and a comment about his service would have been sufficient. I don't know if he gave you some kind of impression or was flirting, but I'd like to know. If not, you know, if you don't mind editing the review or writing a new one, that would be great. Thanks.
Wow. So the girlfriend got upset.
Because she wrote, Ira, our king, love you. She responds. You can let her. She'll tell the rest of it.
That's it. Take a second. And sure.
Okay, so I've read this to you. She's, okay.
And this is our conversation.
She writes back, ha, ha, ha. I wrote a review because they were all competing for the most Yelp reviews for the night. Nothing to worry about. So the girlfriend writes back again and says, wasn't about writing one, it's about how it was written and perceived. But if it's nothing, I apologize and enjoy the rest of your night.
Imagine going on Yelp to look at your boyfriend's restaurant and messaging someone from a review within 20 minutes.
That's a little insane.
Yeah, so obviously Ira and his girlfriend are having some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And when a strange girl, especially a pretty girl, writes a positive review, suddenly her jealousy, do you know what I mean? Like, there's something going on between her and Ira. Like, her hackles are up, or she's all like jealous and freaking out.
Ira's cheated before in the past.
That's what I think. I think she and Ira are having problems. Ira is not, has not been very truthful with her. So she should take this up with Ira, not with some random customer. Who I love how she says, was he flirting? Like, as if the girl's going to be like, girl, let me tell you, like, your boyfriend, dump him, dump his ass. He is not, you know what I mean? Like, that's what she was looking for.
Ira, run.
Yeah, run. I even say run because Ira's around drunk girls, drunk, cute girls, you know, who are drinking and having a good time. And when girls hang out together, they're fun. They're flirty. That's just what happens. I don't, you know, do you go home with the waiter? Once in a while you do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, once in a while you take a waiter home. Yeah, sure. Why not? Bartender, waiter, the guy at the next table. You know what I mean? You're having a good time. It happens.
But you're asking them to leave a Yelp review. Yeah, I don't think that's safe.
If your girlfriend is commenting on Yelp, that's a cry for Yelp right there. That is a major. You need to go. That is a major. You need to run.
Run.
Who would she have asked before Yelp? Do you know what I mean? She was what would she have done? Gone to the restaurant in a disguise and hid and watched him? Like, what was her what was her option 10, 20 years ago? Like, what did women do before Yelp and cell phones? Like, I don't know if you saw this girl this week, another TikTok one where a girl's boyfriend was like away on a business trip and sent her a video, meant to send her a photo of the room with like a cute little stuffed animal on it and it's pretty room, and he wrote like, I miss you so much, I can't stop thinking about you. But he accidentally sent her a video, and 2 seconds later, after you see the cute little lamb on the bed, you see a girl lay back on the bed and like woo, come on, like, come here.
Oh no.
Yeah, so clearly the boyfriend was about to cheat on her, and that's why he was at the hotel. It was no business. Well, it was business, but it wasn't that kind of business. He was getting down to business.
Well, that's like one photo that a girl sent her boyfriend, and he zoomed in and saw boots, male boots, underneath the TV.
Oh my God.
He's like, those are size 11. You're a size 6.
Right.
You're cheating on me, and now I have proof. Have fun.